All right. Well, guys, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Matthew chapter 25. We're going to talk about being accountable today. I'd say we live in a world pretty much that's unaccountable. Wouldn't you agree with that in a lot of ways? We're going to talk about a parable that's very familiar with most of you today, the parable of the talents in Matthew chapter 25, beginning with verse 14. I'm going to ask those of you that can, if you will, stand to your feet in honor of reading God's Word. We're going to read a few verses out of Matthew chapter 25, beginning with verse 14. It says, "For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded them with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with him. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliveredst unto me 2 talents. Behold, I've gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not straw. And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received my own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath been given, and he shall have abundance, but from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Father God, I just ask now, Lord, you add your blessing to the reading of your word. Lord, in the next few minutes here, let nothing I say be about me or anything, but just to glorify you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Accountability. You know, a lot of people don't realize we're accountable to a lot of people in our daily walk, right? We're accountable. If you're a parent, all parents, raise your hand in here. Everyone that's a parent. Amen. Guys, we're accountable to our children. The Bible says in Proverbs 22:6, bring up a child in the way he should go, and when he grows old, he won't depart from it. So see, we're accountable to our children to be showing them godly principles and godly ways of living, so that when they get older, even though they may wander off the path as the prodigal son, the story of the prodigal son did, they're going to come back around and they're going to realize, you know what, I was taught better than that. I was taught about godly principles, and I'm going to get my life back in line and get my life back in order. So parents, we're accountable to our children. We should be leading by example as parents. Our kids should never have to walk up to us confused and not understanding why mom or dad did something out of the ordinary that they weren't used to seeing. So we're accountable to our children. We have a very important job as parents to raise up our kids in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And I'm just going to be honest with you. Being in public education, I can tell you that a lot of children are not being raised up in the Lord. Amen. They're not hearing a lot about Jesus. Because when they come to school, a lot of times I can see a lot of worldly things that are being sown into their lives, but I don't see a lot of Jesus being sown into a lot of their lives. So you see, we're accountable to our children. What exactly is accountability? Very simply put, accountability means being answerable to others. We're answerable to others. I mean, ultimately, we're accountable to who? God, right? Ultimately, we're accountable to God, but we're accountable to other people too. We're accountable to our government. We're accountable to the laws of this land. Some people would have you believe that they are part of a religion that does not have to obey the government. They don't honor the government. Well, that's not what God's Word says. God's Word says, give unto Caesar what is Caesar's and give unto God what is God's. In other words, we're supposed to honor and be accountable to the things of this world as well as the laws of the land and above all God's laws. So you see, we're called to be accountable. Not only does it provide a system of checks and balances in our lives, but it's going to help protect us from harm. It's going to give us some unique opportunities also to share our lives with others and to encourage them. Guys, we need to be accountable to one another. As someone who works with young people on a daily basis, I am accountable to them. They are looking at me and they're saying, okay, we need to learn something. We need to have an accountable teacher who will help teach us what we need to know. The same is true with each and every one of you. If you're a born-again believer, guess what? You're accountable to this lost and dying world in which we live. You're accountable to them. We need to be making sure we understand that. We need to be going out and trying to reach this lost and dying world that we live in. Our liberty in Christ does not give us the ability and the desire, it shouldn't, to serve and indulge in sin. You know, parents, we ought to be talking to our children every day about the things of the Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 7, it says, talk to them about it when they wake up. Talk to them about it during the day. Talk to them about it before they go to sleep. How many of us as parents talk to our children about the Lord that much during the day? We'll talk to them about a lot of other things, but we need to be talking some Jesus to them, amen? We need to be talking about Jesus, and we need to be sowing that into their lives because, guys, that's what's going to be beneficial. You know, when we're dead and gone and this life we're living right now is over with, there's only going to be one thing that's important, and that is your relationship with Jesus. That's the only thing that's going to be important. It's not going to matter what you did in this world. It is going to matter who you impacted in this world if you are a born-again believer because guess what? You're going to be accountable to Jesus at the judgment seat of Christ to judge you and give you your heavenly rewards. So you see, we're accountable. We're accountable. There's several examples in the Bible that talk about accountability. I want to just mention a few of them to you real quick. Probably the first, the one that strikes me the most and foremost is Adam and Eve. If you go back to Genesis chapter 3, beginning with verse 8 all the way up through verse 19, if you know the story, I'm not going to fill it all in for you, but the presence of God was coming down through the garden one day, and he called out to Adam, and basically he asked Adam why they were hiding from him, and Adam's response was, because we were naked and we were ashamed. And God, of course, called back out and said, who told you that? I mean, God already knew what happened, right? They were accountable to God. God put them in the Garden of Eden. He gave Adam dominion over the animals. He allowed him to name them. He gave them everything they needed to survive. The only person they were accountable to was God, and the only thing he told them to do was not to eat from that tree. That was the only directive he really gave them. Everything else they could partake of. But they went. Eve was deceived by the serpent. She ate of the fruit. She gave it to Adam. He ate of it. Then God had to banish them from the best place they could have ever been. Heaven on earth. The Garden of Eden. So you see, by their lack of accountability, it caused them to be kicked out of this beautiful place, and it allowed sin to enter the world for the first time. Boy, hadn't we suffered from that since then? Everything that we go through in life is tainted because of what Adam and Eve did in the garden. It's all tainted. Things don't even taste right anymore. They're going to taste different when we get to heaven, I can guarantee you that. Things aren't the same as they were intended to be from the beginning. Why? Because of what Adam and Eve did. Then there's Samuel and Saul. Samuel told Saul, God wants you to do this way. What does Saul do? He goes ahead and he offers a burnt offering because he's afraid the Philistines were going to cave in on them and we're going to attack them. So he goes ahead in 1 Samuel chapter 13 and goes against God's will. And Samuel said, because of the fact you were not accountable to God, you're no longer going to be king. God is going to put in charge a man after his own heart. And of course, you know who that was, David. That's exactly what happened there. Then, of course, there's Nathan and David. Nathan was pointing out David's sin and how he had killed Uriah the Hittite and took his wife. And basically, because of his lack of accountability to God and what was going on in his life, he would... The sword would affect his household from then on, and that child was going to die that was born out of wedlock because of that relationship. And then there's Jesus and Peter. Oh, you know that story where Peter was hanging around there after they arrested Jesus, and somebody accused him of being one of his followers, and he denied even knowing him 3 times. He just lost that accountability to Jesus. Jesus had called those disciples to be accountable to him. And when it mattered the most, guess what? He didn't want to have any part of it. He didn't want to have any part of it. Why is it important to be accountable? Let's talk about this for a minute. Because guys, I'm going to be honest with you. We as believers need to become more accountable to our Creator. Amen. We need to become more accountable to our Creator. Accountability, first of all, if we allow it to work in a positive way, it's going to help our conduct be where it should be. I know that, first of all, I'm accountable to my Lord and Savior. Second of all, I'm accountable to my family. And then I'm accountable to the people that I work for. When I know that, it's going to make my conduct be better because I know I got people watching me. Well, there are a lot of people out here in this world that they are not accountable to anybody. They don't want to be accountable to anybody. They think they're above the law. They think they're above God's laws. They think they're above man's laws. They do whatever they want to do. You know what I'm talking about. Just turn on the TV. Pick up the newspaper. You'll see it. You'll read about it. But guess what? That's not what God's called us to do. God has called us to be accountable to Him, to each other. And I want to encourage you right now about this. And I know Alicia talked to the youth about this today. We need to have us an accountability partner. We need to have someone we can confide in. We need to have somebody that we can share things with. Because you know what? Ultimately, yes, we are accountable to God. But we need someone we can talk to. And it doesn't need to be the town gossip, amen? You don't want to go telling them all your business because... it'll be down there at the Herald Journal. Before you know it, you'll see it in a letter to the editor the next week. Amen. Don't tell certain people your business now. You need to find a reliable accountability partner. And you need to be able to confide in them and talk with them. Guys, God never intended for us. Once sin entered into the world, He knew that we were going to have problems. He didn't intend for us to have to go through life by ourselves, trying to deal with everything by ourselves. Yes, we can always turn to Him, but we got each other as a body of believers we can turn to. We need to utilize that. When we're answerable to others, we put ourselves in position of promotion and for promotion. When you're working at a job, how do you think you get promoted? How do you think you get a raise? Your boss just doesn't walk up to you one day and say, oh, well, you've been here X number of years. I'm going to give you a promotion here. No, he gives you that promotion or she gives you that promotion because you have been accountable to what you do and you have been successful at what you do and now you're going to be rewarded for it. And guess what? That's what's going to happen one day when we go on to be with our Lord and Savior. We're going to be rewarded because of our accountability to Him. And that's going to be a great thing. Now, some people's reward is not going to be huge. Why? Because your accountability did not lead you to do more things for the kingdom. And I want to encourage you about that as well. Accountability inspires and protects us and those that are closest to us, which makes our relationships even stronger. If we're accountable in our relationships, if we're accountable in our families and everything else, it's going to make us closer. It's going to make us better people. You know why the world's falling apart? We don't have people accountable to each other. We need more accountability. Families are falling apart. Why? Because the central unit of the family has been kicked out, and that's Jesus, and man's way of doing things has been brought in, and it's not working in a lot of cases. We're not accountable. We're not accountable to each other. We got to regularly face the truth about our attitudes and our actions. We need to examine whether we're staying in the center of God's will. Let me tell you something. We ought to all draw a circle right there in the sand, and we ought to ask ourselves, if this circle represents God, where am I in relationship to this circle? Because I guarantee you what, most of us, if we're honest with ourselves, we would not be in that circle. We would be somewhere around that circle, amen? We would not be in that circle. You know why? Because if we're in that circle, then we're going to be accountable to Jesus in everything we do, amen? We're going to be accountable to Him, but we're on the outside of that circle, looking into that circle. Now, we'll go in that circle sometimes if it's comfortable for us, but we don't stay in that circle. If we did, our lives would be a whole lot better than they are. I want you to raise your hand here. I'm not going to ask you anything personal. How many of you struggle with things from time to time? Raise your hand. We all struggle, don't we? But see, when you put yourself in that center there with Jesus, you got somebody that you can lean on. You got somebody you can trust in. You were never meant to carry your burdens alone. You were never meant to carry your burdens alone. You are meant to be accountable to your Creator. How is that going to happen? You got to get in a right relationship with Him. You got to put Him in the center of your life. Listen, your life will never be all that God wants it to be if you're outside that circle. If He's in that circle and you're outside that circle, your life will never be all that God wants it to be. I'm not saying you won't have some good times. I'm not saying you won't find some success. But in the end, you will not have accomplished everything that God wanted you to accomplish unless you get in that circle where He is. You know, when Peter was walking on the water out there with Jesus, Jesus was on the water. He wasn't in there in the boat with Him. He was coming across the water. Peter finally got a little taste of what it's like to obey Jesus' call. He got out there and he was doing great until what? Until he realized what he was doing. Oh my God, I'm walking on the water. Then he sank, right? Then he just went under. Then he had to reach up. But guess what? Jesus was always there to pull him out, wasn't he? And Jesus is here to help pull you out when you sink down in that water. But, guys, I'm telling you what. You get in that circle where Jesus is and you stay in there, I guarantee you this. I'm not saying your life's going to be always easy because it's not. But I can tell you this. You got somebody that's going to help your life find meaning. When you become accountable to Jesus each and every day, we ought to start our day and end our day thanking God for allowing us to get up and go back to bed every night. Amen? We ought to thank God every day that we have an opportunity to be accountable to Him in the sight of man and in His sight. And we ought to take every advantage of that if we can. You see, when you're accountable, people are going to recognize that. They're going to want to be around you. Why? Because they see certain traits in you that they want. Why is it that people resist accountability? I'm going to quickly go over just a few with you here. The first one is rebelliousness. Some people just naturally want to rebel. Some people are just, they've just decided within themselves, I'm not going to be accountable for what I do. I don't care what people think about what I do. I certainly don't care what God thinks about what I do. I am my own island unto myself, and I'm going to do as I very well please. That's the way a lot of people think. Let me tell you something, guys. We as born-again believers are in the small minority of the world's population. Do you realize that? We got, what, 6.5 billion people that live in this world? We only have, this is probably a conservative estimate, maybe a couple of hundred million who profess to be Christians, and I'm going to be honest with you. Truth be known, that number is probably far less than that who are actually truly born-again believers. So you see, we're fighting a losing battle. If we're not going to be accountable to God as true born-again believers, how are we going to lead a lost and dying world to come to a saving knowledge of Jesus? It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Another reason people resist accountability, they're slothful. Somebody give me another word for slothful. Anybody? Lazy. We don't like to say that word, do we? Oh, you're lazy. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. Because if you don't want to be held accountable for something and you don't make that a priority in your life, I would say that's a pretty lazy attitude to have. So slothfulness can make us unaccountable. We just get in our own little world. We just do what we want to do. We don't have time for God. We don't have time. We only have time for the things that we want to do. We are slothful a lot of times. Sometimes we fear losing things, people, possessions. Let me tell you something. Nothing in this world to me is worth holding on to if it means I got to sacrifice who I am in Christ. Amen. Nothing in this world is worth holding on to if I got to give up serving Jesus in order to have a part of that. But see, some people put so much value in that. They put so much value in these temporal things that are, as the book of James describes our life, a mist, a vapor that appears for a little while and then it's gone. We need to be storing up treasure in heaven, amen. We need to be accountable and store up that treasure in heaven where moth and rust cannot destroy, where we will have some eternal reward one day. Some reason people aren't accountable, they just feel like they can't trust anybody. Guys, let me tell you something. Ultimately, you can always trust Jesus, amen. You can always trust Jesus, but I guarantee you this, there is somebody in your life you can trust that can be an accountability partner for you. The problem is, you use that as an excuse. You know why people use that as an excuse? Because they want to continue doing what they're doing. They don't want to be accountable for what they're doing. Therefore, they don't go look for somebody to be accountable to and with. Guys, I'm telling you, you need to find somebody that you can be accountable to. It could be a friend. It could be a brother. It could be, you know, I'm not saying who it should be. I'm just saying it ought to be. Amen. You ought to have somebody you can share things with, that you can help share the burdens that you go through with. And some people aren't accountable just because of pride. Oh, I don't need to be accountable to anyone. I don't do anything wrong. I don't get in trouble. I don't do this and I don't do that. My pride, guys, you know what the Bible says about pride? It comes before the fall. Guess what? We're falling, aren't we? We're falling. And part of the reason we're falling is because we're too prideful to admit we need the Savior's help. We're too prideful to admit, Jesus, I can't do it on my own. I need your help. So pride can stand in the way. What happens without accountability in this world? Well, number one, we can't do our best. We'll never be who God wants us to be if we're not accountable. Number two, our resources that He's given us will be wasted. The parable of the talents. That man gave everybody something, but only three of them really did anything with what they had. Guys, I'm telling you right now, some of you are wasting the talent God's given you. You're wasting it. And if you want to be all you can be in life and be all you can be for the Lord, you cannot waste the talent God has given you. Everyone in here has some talents. But guess what? Some of us are doing like that last guy and we're digging a hole and we're burying it in the ground and we don't want to have anything to do with it. Dig it up and start using it to the glory of God. Amen. Get that talent out of the ground and start using it. Another thing that happens without accountability, you're going to have divisions in relationships. You're going to have problems and issues when you no longer are accountable. It can be in your family. It can be in your marriage. It can be in a dating relationship, whatever it is. It can be in a working relationship. But when there is no accountability, there's going to be divisions in those relationships. You can count on that. That's going to happen. Also, we're going to miss opportunities, privileges, promotions, rewards. Instead of saying, I don't know why they got promoted. I've been there 10 years. I ought to got promoted. You ought to be saying, you know what? They deserve that. They've always been accountable to this company. They've always gone above and beyond the call of duty to this company. You know what? I need to be more like them instead of being critical of them. But see, we like to sit back and complain, don't we? You know why you didn't get promoted? Because you're sorry and lazy, amen? That's why a lot of you don't get promoted. You're sorry and you're lazy. Preacher, that was harsh, wasn't it? Amen, it was, and I hope you're listening to what I'm saying, amen? If you want to move up the ladder in life, you got to put God at the focal point of your life, and you got to be accountable. Quit being sorry and lazy. Get up and do something for the King, amen? Get up and do something for Him. You want God to bless you? Well, then move to Him. Get in that circle with Him. You can't get blessing when you're standing outside of the circle. You got to get in there with him. And then others may feel free to take advantage of us if we're not accountable. You know, a lot of people get taken advantage of each and every day, don't they? One of the reasons is because they're not accountable to Jesus, for one thing. They're easily gullible and easily taken advantage of. But guys, I'm telling you, it doesn't have to be this way. God did not create us. First of all, he created us to live with him in glory in heaven on earth in the Garden of Eden. Well, we messed that up. So now we've got to make the most of what we have here on this sin-tainted earth in which we live. And we can do that, but you know what? We need to be accountable. I am accountable to you all here at Bethesda Baptist. If I go out there in the community and I do something out of character and out of context, I don't care if it was just a weak moment in my faith, I am going to be looked at as an ineffective leader from that point forward. Amen. That's what's going to happen if they see me do something I shouldn't be doing. I've got a big responsibility, and it is to, first of all, God, but then it's to you guys to be the pastor of this church, to be above reproach. You should never pick up a newspaper and read about something heinous or hideous that a pastor has done if they're doing what God's called them to do. But guess what? You hear about it all the time, don't you? Some evangelists that I grew up listening to were involved in some of the biggest scandals I've ever heard of. Why? Because they weren't accountable. They thought they were above it. Pride, arrogance, whatever you want to call it. But guys, I'm here to tell you right now, God wants you to be accountable to him and to others. So I want to encourage you today to find you an accountability partner. Jesus is always there. I want you to understand that. You can always count on him. But I want you to find somebody you can confide in. You shouldn't have to bear unnecessary burdens alone. You need to discuss these things. Don't let them build up to the point that it causes division in your family, division in your relationships. Find you an accountability partner. It's absolutely necessary if you're going to do what God has called you to do. You got to be accountable. You got to be accountable. Guys, these are serious days for our world and our nation. We have got to be accountable. We've got to be more accountable. You know what? When I listen to things that are going on around us, and you know, I'm not even going to get involved in some of the discussion. You know what I'm talking about. Guys, the reason some of the things are happening in the world today that are causing and sparking such great controversy is because of a lack of accountability. That's why these crazy things are happening. Because first of all, not enough people are accountable to Jesus. Second of all, they're not accountable to themselves, which means they don't care what happens. Guys, we got to be accountable. I want to invite you today when we have our hymn of invitation. And by the way, we're going to change that up a little bit. We're going to do Amazing Grace for our hymn of invitation. And in just a minute, we're going to sing that hymn. I want you to think about that. I believe here today, some of you need to come up here to this altar and you need to just kneel down. You need to pray and ask God to help you be more accountable. To your friends, to your family. Guys, if you're a born-again believer, you are accountable for what you do. You know something? God is with you in every thought you think, in every action you act out, in every word you speak. You're accountable to him. And a lot of us are not doing a great job at that, are we? We're confusing a lot of people in this world in which we live when they see how we act. And yet we call ourselves born-again believers. I want to encourage you to be accountable. Be thankful for what God's given you, for what he's done for you. I guarantee you everybody in here has something you ought to be thankful to God for. Amen. If nothing else, you're here today. He let you come here today. He let you get up this morning. Now be accountable to him. Because guys, I'm going to tell you something. In the end, we will all be accountable. In the end, we will all be accountable. There's going to be two levels of accountability that you will face in your as your life ends. One of them is called the judgment seat of Christ. That is for born-again believers to earn their heavenly rewards based on what they did here on earth, based on their accountability level here on earth. The other, unfortunately, is called the Great White Throne Judgment. That is for unbelieving man. That is for those people who refused to accept Jesus as their Savior, who were living a lie, maybe some of them thinking they were saved, but they really weren't. And you see, that's also going to be based on accountability and primarily lack thereof in serving Jesus. Which category do you fit in? Which category do you fit in? Because guys, I want to encourage you, if you right now are lost and don't have Jesus at the center of your life is out of control. You may say, oh, I got control of my life. No, you don't. You know why? Because you were created to serve God. If you don't have Him at the center of your life is not in order. We were created to serve Him. I want to encourage you to come up here today and pray. If you're in that circle with Jesus and you feel like you're in the right place, then come pray for somebody else. Because I know this, there are a lot of people who need our prayers right now. So I want to encourage you to come down here today. And even if you haven't up to this day, to this point in time, you can be accountable. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for this day. I thank you for this service. God, I pray you'll touch the hearts of your people here today. Lord, if there's anybody here today who needs to accept you as their Savior, God, I pray today will be the day. Lord, I pray you'll help us all be more accountable, God. The things that we do sometimes, Lord, we just are not showing any accountability to you or for you. And God, I just pray that you'll help us there. Lord, I'm not excluding myself either. I need to be more accountable. Lord, I pray that you'll touch hearts and minds and lives in a special way today, Father. And we're going to give you the praise ahead of time, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We're going to sing Amazing Grace. What? Page 104. Will you come today?